As the nation moves closer to a government shutdown, there's still no clear path for funding the government, either ahead of or following the deadline this weekend. Congressional correspondent Lisa Desjardins has more.
Whenever a deal is ultimately struck to avoid a shutdown or reopen the government, it's highly likely that moderate Republicans will feature prominently. New York Congressman Mike Lawler is one of them. He represents parts of the Hudson Valley where he grew up and where he worked in government and politics for years before flipping a seat for Republicans and entering Congress this year. Congressman, thank you for joining us. I don't have to tell you, this is a baffling situation for many Americans. Now, I wonder, how do you think House Republicans, I know you can be blunt about this, look to Americans right now?
Right now, some of my colleagues have created a situation that has undermined our ability to govern. And people are frustrated, including many of my colleagues and myself. But we are working through it as responsible people do and try to get us to a place where we can pass a continuing resolution to keep the government funded and open while we negotiate through the appropriations process. My colleagues and I have not disagreed about the need to cut spending. This administration increased spending by $5 trillion in 2 years in new spending, totally unsustainable. So we have to rein in spending. We all agree on that. We also agreed that we need to do single subject appropriations bills and that we need to get back to the regular practice of budgeting, which hasn't been done in nearly 30 years. So there's not disagreement there. But the challenge is when you're trying to make these changes in the process, when you're trying to get people to recognize the need to go line by line, agency by agency, department by department, it takes time. And so it's just not realistic to think that we're going to pass all 12 appropriations bills by September 30th. In both the House and the Senate, go to conference, come to an agreement, repass them, and then have it signed into law by the president. And so the only responsible thing to do is pass ACR and keep the government funded while we work through that process.
Yet I know that there are right now a dozen House Republicans. I spoke to someone this morning who said they will not support ACR, that the votes right now are not there for that kind of solution. You and for moderates, should you choose to, could force through that kind of a bill, joining with Democrats if you want to. This morning, Democratic Caucus Chairman Pete Aguilar said that you all are just letting this continue. Here's what he said.
It's incredibly frustrating that, so-called moderates time and time again have an inability to stand up to their leadership. We lack the will of so-called moderates. So we don't lack legislative options.
The will of moderates, I know you've heard this from all sides, but I wonder, at what point do you seriously consider having to get on board any sort of vehicle to end a possible shutdown?
I think it's rich coming from anybody in the Democratic leadership who allowed Nancy Pelosi to rule with an iron fist and never stood up to either leadership or the left wing of their party. I will continue to speak out and within both within the conference and publicly about the need to come to an agreement on a continuing resolution. And as I've said repeatedly, if my colleagues within the House Republican majority are unwilling or refuse to compromise within the conference, then they'll leave folks like me with no choice but to advance forward a bipartisan CR through the House. Any final CR obviously is going to be bipartisan, given the fact that the Democrats control the Senate and the White House is controlled by President Biden. But a refusal on the part of House Republicans to pass a CR, at least as an initial offering, weakens our hand. It weakens the hand of the Speaker when it comes to negotiation. And the reality is, if a shutdown occurs, President Biden will make it as painful as possible to exert as much political pressure on House Republicans. So to me, this is not the way to negotiate. It's not the way to rein in spending. It's not the way to deal with the crisis at the border. And we need to be able to pass things through the House. And so I've said repeatedly, that I will do everything I can to avoid a shutdown and minimize any potential damage to my constituents. And I have no problem crossing the aisle to do that. But, you know, as the Democrats sit here and say, oh, these moderates aren't doing anything, you know, they're actively campaigning in my district, spending millions of dollars attacking me and others about the shutdown before it even begins. And that speaks volumes to where their head is at. You know, they frankly would like nothing more than to have a shutdown.
The Congressional Research Service estimates that there are about 6,000 federal civilian employees in your district. I know that you probably will hear from them if we enter a shutdown. How frustrating is this for you at this point?
You know, at the end of the day, you have to be smart strategically when you're dealing with negotiations. We are a divided government. There is a difference of opinion between House Republicans, Senate Democrats, and the White House when it comes to spending, when it comes to border security. And the American people elected us to serve as a check and balance. But if you can't pass things through the House, it makes it very difficult to negotiate. And so, you know, the frustration lies with the fact that a handful of my colleagues would rather grind the place to a halt than govern. And that obviously complicates things for the Speaker, who's done a very good job leading and giving us the ability as a conference to advance our priorities. But when you have some folks like Matt Gaetz who refuse to work as a team, it certainly makes it very difficult.
Congressman Mike Lawler of New York, we will stay in close touch in coming days. Thank you.
Thank you.